confess. He had not conspired with his mother and brother to escape. He believed what guards had taught him since his birth inside the camp. He could never escape, and he must inform on anyone who talks about trying. Not even in his dreams had Shin fantasized about life on the outside. Guards never taught him what every North Korean schoolboy learns. Americans are bastards, scheming to invade and humiliate the homeland. South Korea is the bitch of its American master. North Korea is a great country whose brave and brilliant leaders are the envy of the world. Indeed, he knew nothing of the existence of South Korea, China, or the United States. Unlike his countrymen, he did not grow up with the ubiquitous photograph of his dear leader, as Kim Jong-il was called. Nor had he seen photographs or statues of Kim's father, Kim Il-sung, the great leader who founded North Korea and who remains the country's eternal president, despite his death in 1994. Although he had not been important enough for brainwashing, Shin had been schooled to inform on his family and on his classmates. He won food as a reward and joined guards in beating up children he betrayed. His classmates, in turn, tattled on him and beat him up. When a guard removed his blindfold, when he saw the crowd, the wooden